presidential hopefuls weighed in on the climate in CNN's town hall last night. And joining us on the KSRO live line is Ellie Cohen, the new CEO of Santa Rosa's Center for Climate Protection. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you give us your take on the town hall?
I was very pleased to see that a national network gave such significant time and coverage to the climate crisis. It was very impressive to hear a range of presidential candidates actually addressing in fair detail the climate emergency and the kinds of things that can be done to make a difference for our future here on planet Earth.
Was there any one idea or any candidate that stood out to you?
No, not in particular. There were a combination of ideas. Unfortunately, the climate issue is so integrated with every aspect of life on Earth that we will not be able to just do one approach to make the difference that we need. It will require a variety of approaches that will be integrated into all aspects of policy. And I think that's what we heard last night over the hours of interviews with the different candidates.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge issue. It is a world issue. And so to be able to cover it, even in a couple of hours, is really kind of, it's hard to do that.
Indeed. But what's most impressive is to think about where we were 1 year ago. Would we ever have imagined that any major presidential candidates would have been given even a minute of time on national news media around climate change and their approaches to beginning to solve it? And last night, CNN did that with 10 candidates over 7 hours, and it was quite impressive. There's still quite a bit to do, but it was very hopeful.
One thing that stood out to me from the different candidates was Elizabeth Warren saying that the fossil fuel industry wants people to sort of get caught up in the smaller issues like plastic straws or eating red meat. Do you agree with that, or do you think that all of these different things are important?
I think everything is important, and we need to get rid of straws, and we need to not be eating meat that's industrially grown. However, I think that she is correct. Over the years, the fossil fuel industry has derailed our focus on reversing climate change by putting out supposed controversies or issues that we might focus on that take us off the bigger picture, which is we have to stop burning oil, coal, and natural gas so that we can stop increasing this blanket that's holding in heat around the earth that's changing the ability of nature to sustain life as we know it. And so it is something that begins to change our focus away from what really needs to happen, which is this idea of putting a price on carbon, of changing our entire production system in the world from being based on fossil fuels to being based on renewable energy. Making that transition to clean energy and sustainable mobility and healthy ecosystems so that we can sustain life.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background and your role at the Center for Climate Protection.
I'm thrilled to this week be starting my new job as the CEO of the Center for Climate Protection, working with Ann Hancock, who is the co-founder. It was founded in 2001, and a wonderful group of people. I began my career focused on nature-based solutions to environmental degradation and now climate change. For the past 20 years, I've been the CEO at Point Blue Conservation Science based out of Petaluma. And over the past few years, we have focused primarily on climate smart conservation efforts across California, much of the West, and other parts of the world. I have been very anxious to do more focused on climate policy. And Anne slowly reeled me in to consider coming to the Center for Climate Protection, and I'm thrilled to be there working with Efren Carrillo, the board chair, and other members of the board, as well as the fantastic staff and supporters. And we're really looking to address the climate emergency by promoting a collaborative approach to a series of policies that are needed in California. For example, right now, California has a goal of 100% renewable energy by 2045, and that's just way too late. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do quite a bit more. according to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, we need not only to reduce our greenhouse gas pollution in half by 2030, but we also have to start pulling carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere that we've dumped there since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution and make this transition back to a clean energy and healthy environment. And to do that, it means we're going to have policies in place in the next few years for us to have any hope of getting to where we need to be, where the science says we need to be, and where the climate reality says we need to be by 2030.
Yeah, it's a big wake-up call. It seems like we should have been worrying about this maybe a little bit earlier than right now, but steps are being made. It was so nice to talk with you, and congratulations on your new role.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Michelle.
You too. That is Ellie Cohen. She is the new CEO, just started this week, of Santa Rosa's Center for Climate Protection.